Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, following another round of light to moderate trade to yesterday, the overall lack of support in the cash markets seems to be focusing on the generally weak undertone as packers continue to have easy access to needed cattle, even though overall plant speed has returned to a pre-coronavirus level. The backlog of cattle in the system still leaves feeders with limited options in the cash trade as a take-it-or-leave-it packer mentality continues. Cash cattle trade is expected to hold in the current market range through the end of the week. We're looking at about $95 going on here in our part of the country. Now, underlying market pressure likely to continue in hog futures trade as traders temporarily break away from long-term market moves and likely focus on end-of-the-week positioning. With markets closed tomorrow due to the 4th of July holiday, the continued concern about price, recent long-term lows, and abundant hogs available to the complex continues to weigh on price levels. Losses are being posted on winter wheat contracts overnight, while spring wheat has witnessed two-sided trade but currently shows small gains. Minneapolis spring wheat is trying to stabilize following yesterday's losses, but remains pressured by the forecasted rain across the entire state of North Dakota over the next several days. It isn't likely spring wheat yield ideas can be revived to full potential, but additional losses from this point forward shouldn't be expected. Corn prices are higher overnight, continuing the impressive run this week, measuring 33 and a quarter cents. Funds are thought to have covered 35,000 contracts of their net short position this week, leaving a very large portion intact if additional upside is seen in coming sessions. The U.S. producer helped to blunt some of the rally with widespread reports of old and new crop bushels being priced. Higher trade across soy complex overnight, it was soybean oil leading gains. Malaysian palm oil is in a short-term downtrend despite the strength in oilseed markets over the last couple of days. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle up 102 at 97.30, October up 95 cents, $100.67. August feeder cattle up 22 at 133.07, September is up 65 cents, 134.02. July hogs down 37 cents, 44.80. August up 5 cents at 49.07. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 7 cents, 442.5. September up 3 cents, 442.75. Chicago wheat, December up 7 cents, 506, and March is up 6.75, 513.5. September corn up 9 cents, 350.5. December's up 10 cents, 360.5. August soybeans up 12.75, 891.5. And September up 14.25, 891.25.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.